With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have these kids now struggling after the election?
It's really, really important that these kids stick together and find their community and find what I like to call their tribe with each other and support each other at this time so that they can also help each other grieve and, you know, feel less alone, right? Because we feel less alone with community. So that's a really important part. If they are finding an increase in their bullying at their school, so there's a couple things that they can do. First of all, if they have safe parents, be sure to tell those parents because those parents can advocate for them and make sure that the school is notified about what's going on. There is a lot of change happening around bullying in schools these days because of the anti-bullying campaign. So a lot of times if the school is notified, they will do something about it right away. If that's not possible, find someone like a teacher that you're connected to and, you know, tell them. Find somebody in a place, in a position of power that can help you so that you're not going this alone. And then the last thing I want to say about this is there's a wonderful organization called the Trevor Project, and they are an organization where they're open 24/7. You can call them anytime, and they are for any suicidal thoughts that an LGBTQ teen may be having. They are there 24/7. They have qualified mental health practitioners on the line to help anyone that's really struggling and really in that kind of a crisis.